Her name is Salome Ningen, born in the northwest Iowa town of Sioux Center, raised in Nigeria. She's 29 now, and with her husband frequently travels to the place of her youth, where her mother still lives. She says during one of these trips in 2011,
we happened to meet two kids who were living with an elderly woman, and somehow they just caught our attention. There was just something cute about them, and there were other kids, but they would just separate from the rest of the group and go and sit together.
A girl and a boy, Joy and Isaac, ages 3 and 5. Back in Des Moines, the Ningens couldn't get the kids out of their minds or their hearts. They sent money to pay for school expenses.
And then one day we went running at Grace Lake, and my husband just looked at me and said, "Do you think we should adopt them?"
Salome has a law degree, and she spent the next 9 months in Nigeria working through its adoption system. That wasn't so bad, but there were delays at the U.S. consulate getting the medical clearance for the kids to receive exit visas.
We just waited and waited and waited. And while we were waiting, one evening, a group of men came to the place where I was living with the kids.
The thugs grabbed Isaac and Joy and ran off. They weren't terrorists, Salome says, not members of Boko Haram, just young men looking for an easy payday.
This group of guys who, came up with this plan and felt, this was a good opportunity for them to get money out of some rich Americans.
So what to do? Negotiate a costly ransom with a gang of criminals, something the American and Nigerian governments warned them against? The agonizing decision to return home without the children sent Salome into a downward spiral.
When it first happened, I think I was just paralyzed by sorrow and anger, and told myself I wasn't going to do this. I don't know, when you give yourself to somebody that wholly and you love them.
For the next year, Salome could barely function. Fears about the children's safety were more debilitating than if they had been murdered.
When somebody dies, you have a place you can go to, and you have a grave. You can, like on their birthday or something, you can go there and talk to them and grieve. But we don't really have a grave site. We just have this hanging thing in our minds.
Then Salome's husband told her to snap out of it. He said she needed to find purpose in life. And so was born Impact Missions Worldwide, an effort to bring comfort to the lives of young people in Nigeria.
And it's the simple stuff of life, like even just a soccer field where kids for an hour or two a day can just come and play soccer with each other and laugh and drink clean water and just be kids.
It's early days for the nonprofit, too soon to know what projects it will afford. But it's already paying off for Salome. It has given her meaning, a reason to get out of bed each day. It has given her a way to honor Isaac and Joy, two children a half a world away with whom she hopes to someday be reunited. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.